Blog Talk Radio.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall.
Hey everybody, welcome to the fifth quarter. Coach Johnson, I'm your host, Dave Johnson. Glad to be with you tonight. That song right there just never gets old. If you're an old football player, just thinking of that just gives you cold chills. It does me every time I hear it. We got a pretty good show lined up tonight. Talk about just some women's football in general and some league stuff and some of these tryouts and speaking of tryouts right off the bat, we had a good one this past weekend, and I think we've seen five or six maybe new faces, and, you know, that's always good. We've seen some of the players that just joined late in the year last year, I mean, really stepping up and just, I mean, having some good workouts, and that's always great. I'm excited about it, you know, glad to see it. We do some drills, you know, get some times on them and stuff like that, and break up and play 7-on-7, two-hand touch for about an hour. And you know, it's we must be doing something pretty good. I think each game's been decided by one score or less, so we must be dividing them up pretty good. And it's you know, it's a great thing to see these girls out there, see new faces and a lot of familiar faces, and girls that are ready to put in the work for next year. You know, nothing's ever given in football or any sport for that matter, but, you know, you're going to earn every single thing you get. And I'll promise you, you know, with the success we've had, not just this past year, but the success we've had through the years, it's going to be tough. Each and every year seems like it's tougher for us because of all the success, you know. And one thing that does drive me crazy is these teams out here talking about, well, you only win because you play this and that. You know what? If that's the way you feel, just step up. We'll set up a game and we'll play. I'll promise you, the competition that we played this year was better than ever before. I mean, the West Virginia team is tough. The Fayetteville team, they got a great passing attack and got some great athletes, and those games were tough. The Tennessee Diamondback may have been the hardest hitting game that we played. So, you know what? Everybody wants to talk about, well, you have success because you didn't play this or you didn't play that. Or, you know, you played a team that weren't tough. Well, you know what? Join our league or schedule games with the teams we play, see how you fare, and then we'll talk. Otherwise, either step up to the plate and want to play or keep your mouth shut. I'm tired of hearing about all that. And, you know, I challenged these teams before, not just certain ones, but all of them there in Division III. And I firmly believe that as Division III, that our league is be as tough as anybody. Now, we may not have as many, but as a whole, we're going to be as tough as any of them, you know. So there's a lot to be said by that. I just, you know, I hate to hear people that never have success They've never had success, but they want to poke at, you know, the people that do. So I don't know why they continue to do that, but, you know, it's not a good thing for anybody. But we have had a couple great tryouts. I think we're going to have one more probably in November, and then we're going to get to work right after Christmas. I think the 30th to 31st is going to be our first full pads, and then we're going to look back from there. Hope to have a scrimmage game at the end of December, or end of January, I'm sorry. Then probably middle of February, and then end of February, 1st of March, and then get ready for the inaugural kickoff. So we've been pretty busy. You know, it's hard to keep some of these girls grounded, but I'm liking what I see from these new recruits and the veteran players, if you can call a one-year player veteran players, but, you know, what they're bringing to the table, and, you know, want to get better, want to win another championship and be at the top. And, you know, that ought to be everybody's ultimate goal. I know it's been our goal since we started. I actually got a girl that she come to our tryout, said that she'd been to a tryout before. It's women's football, and it was the first year Jennifer played with the train, Tennessee train, and she'd actually went and watched, and all they did, she said, was run the ball, never throw it, and all that. She comes to our tryout and just falls in love, you know. So just the way we go, you know. Now, we may not, you know, things go in a game, you can't dictate, you know, if you may throw every down, you may run every down. But she likes the way we do things versus the way other people do things. And, you know, I don't, like I said, I've said it a bunch of times that I don't think I do anything different than anybody else can do. I just do stuff that they want to. And I think that's led a lot to our success and led to a lot to the players we keep, plus the ones that don't want to stay. So, you know, there's good and bad about that, but if they're going to stay and be on our team, then they're going to be ready to play. So that's a good thing. And, you know, it always makes me happy when a player brings that to my attention that, you know, they were they'd went to a tryout there and it just wasn't for them. So that always, you know, makes me happy. So, you know, if you're going to play women's football, you know, be ready to go. No matter how old or young you are. Now, you know, this this particular player is a really, really great athlete and really, really loves football, but doesn't understand, or I'm sure she understands, but doesn't know the ins and outs of what makes football really churn. So, you know, we're going to take baby steps with her. And if you're a new person going to join a team, any team, organization, whatever, you know, keep that in mind. You want to take baby steps. You know, you want to start at ground zero and learn what you need to know for the base. So that's sort of what we do. Like I said again, I don't think we do anything anybody else can't do, just things that they won't do. A lot of people just don't want to, you know, start at that particular level. So, but you know what? That's what we do. And then we move up. Once they figure that out, then we go on to something else, you know. So it's a tough, but, you know, if you call yourself a coach, then that's what you sign up for. We, you know, we're that's one of our things that we do that we believe in. We also signed a new, we've got Cody Jackson going to be helping with the offensive line this year. So glad to have him on board. Cody's a good guy. If any of y'all don't know him, he's a really good guy for a lot of reasons, but he's a good guy. Really, you know, get excited about opportunities, and you know, a lot of things people take for granted, he don't. So we're glad to have him aboard. He's going to be helping Mike Wallace with the line, and you know, they had a good workout there yesterday, and we're going to continue to try to get better. I mean, we're nowhere near where we need to be as a whole, as a team, or anything of that matter. So there's lots of room for improvement. We had a few new girls show up to play line. You know, a lot of these older veteran girls, I should say older, but girls that have played a year or two, they're going to have to step up. These new girls want to play. They're giving 110% effort. That's the way it should be. You know, I hate players and people that get complacent. You know, just, well, I did this and I did that. Well, you know what? That was last year. This is the new year. We're moving on. You know, not saying you can't be that, but that means you got to work that much harder. So we're in a good position, I think, as far as that goes. I think we're around the 20 mark. That's about where we usually hang as far as the tryouts go. And then when season starts, we're usually around 16, 17, 18. But, you know, maybe we'll stay around 20. That would be ideal as far as practice-wise. You know, get some of these girls some rest, a break, and some of these girls that are getting a little older that can't play as much as they wanted to, if we can get them some break, only one side of the ball, it'll really help us out. So, you know, that's what we're after. So, if you're going to play for us, then you know you need to get shape and plan on working out and that kind of thing. We actually had Sunday night, we had a good conference call as far as our USWFL league. We're going to try to go two-tier, two-division, whatever you want to call it. We've had some interest of some teams that want to join the league, but, you know, their roster size is just way too big to be Division III or Tier III or whatever. A lot of people like to use divisions and tiers. It don't matter to me. It's the same thing. But, you know, there's a lot of that the roster size is too big. I get it. They don't want to cut players. I totally understand. So we're trying to make a Tier II, Division II work for these teams. And I'm hoping, I think we're going to be able to, but I'm really hoping that we can just make this for a stronger league. That way we have two championships like we did last year, have an all-star game. So things are looking up for the league. It's like they get down to nitty-gritty. Teams have to decide exactly what they want to do, where they want to play, you know. A lot of teams think that, oh, if we ain't in a big league, then we're not playing big league football. Well, you know what? If you're playing in a big league and you ain't playing Division I, and you're not playing big league football anyway. So, Division III is Division III, whether what league it's in. So, most of them go by the same guidelines. And, you know, I don't get it. You want to play. Playing the WFA, but you're playing Division III. So, you know, if you want to play in the WFA and be a big wheel, step up and play Division I, see how that fits you. You know, that's what people don't realize, that playing in a big league don't mean anything. I mean, like last year, the WFA had 31 teams, and I believe they only took six to the playoffs. And, I'm not a huge fan of the Massey rating. I think wins and losses ought to stand for exactly what they are. I never did believe that a team could take a loss and gain more than a team taking a win. So, but, they, you know, there again, that's my opinion. They got their opinion. It's worked for them for years. So, you know, it my hats off to them. That's what they can fake do it and get by with it, and I guess they're better than we are, because I don't see how you can do those kind of things. But, you know, I've seen teams go 5-3 and didn't make the playoffs. Teams go 3-5 and didn't make the playoffs for a Massey rating or whatever they call it. For me, I'm a wins and losses kind of person, and I think that if you play parity like you should, then you shouldn't have to worry about the match rating and all that. But then again, like I said, I'm just a nobody out here trying to help women's football and trying to do things the way I always knew that you did them. Is, you know, if you played a tough team, you won, you took the win. If you didn't, you took the loss. So I just think there's a lot to be said for that. But like I said, that's solely my opinion. They get by with it. They did it for years. They've got a great league over there. People just flock to get in it because it's a big league. You know, you get a lot of publicity. But if you're not in that Division I, then you're just in an ordinary league, and a regular league like everybody else. So, that's why we're trying to do the two-tier, two-division thing here. We think we got good quality teams for both divisions, and we think we can make it work. Have two great championships like we did last year. Have an all-star game where they can play. We're going to have this inaugural kickoff earlier than anybody else, unless they decide to play like us. So, you know, we're serious about making a good league here, not just, you know, a league that in the past has been kicked around and everybody's been told one thing and nobody do what they've been told. And we're trying to change that culture. You know, it's hard. I'll be honest with you. You can't, you know, wrong what built today. You just have to be patient. You can only do so much at a time. But I'm a firm believer in doing exactly what you say you're going to do. And I think if we do that, then we're going to be fine as a league. So, you know, Jennifer's been working hard on getting all the paperwork ready, keeping up all this stuff straight. I'm just sort of the person that gets to come in late, talk about it, maybe take some of the credit and all that or whatever. But she's the one that's really doing the work. And so, you know, I appreciate that. We want to build a good league, and I think we're on track too. So we had a good meet. You know, we still got to get some rules set. Still got to get teams that, you know, might be on the bubble. We got to get them in here and, you know, then roll with what we're going to do. And I think that in the end, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised with how many teams we wind up with and how many good teams we got. So that's always, you know, fun. My big thing is, like I say every week, these girls to be able to play every game, you know, and it don't matter if it's away or if it's home, if it's on the schedule, my goal is to be able to play that game. So I think, you know, we're on the right track. I think if we hang in there, we're going to eventually get to where we need to be. Like I said, it just takes time. And a lot of times people don't want to wait that time or see that through. So, you know, they jump or bail ship. You know, so I just believe that if you're going to do something and it's worth doing, and you know, it's worth putting in some time and effort. So if anybody out there is listening, wants to join the WSFL, USWFL, the website is uswfl.net. And Facebook, USWFL Football League. If anybody out there is interested in playing for the Tri-City Thunder, our website is tricitythunder.com. Facebook, the Tri-City Thunder Women's Football. No matter what team you play for, be ready to play. You know, I could go on and on, but, you know, when we're not on the field, and I like to win. I don't know what kind of person you exactly call me, but I like to win a lot, and I know that, you know, things get heated in the moment, but, you know, one thing that we're all in is we're all on the same page is women's football. That's what we're all in on is women's football. So, you know, we need to think about what, you know, a lot of times what we get on social media and say and post and this, that, and other. And, yeah, I get it. You play for another team. You want them to be the greatest thing. But just think of this. If there wasn't any teams to play, then what? You know, so, you know, try to be courteous. Try to be, you know, not just pick fights and things of that nature just because somebody plays for somebody else. And, you know, a lot of it's just because of the area they live in. You know, I know a lot of girls that, you know, tell me, man, I'd love to come play for y'all, but, shoot, I live a long ways away. And, you know, you got to respect that. So it's always tough to, you know, to get everybody you want. So you just got to, you know, remember we're all on the same page. And when it comes to women's football, and, you know, a lot of coaches don't see it that way. A lot of coaches that I know, me and them, don't see it that way. I don't know that things could ever be good enough for me and some of them to get along. But in the end, either way, we're still in it together. And we're still on the same team when it all boils down to it because they coach or they own teams. And I do the same. And, you know, it's like they want them deals. They like to poke fun. That's all fine and good. But, you know, when it all boils down to it, just remember without one another, you know, you can move on, but some point in time our bridges are going to cross and we're going to have to make that right. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you're out here on social media talking. And, you know, I know Jennifer talks to a lot of girls on a lot of other teams, a lot of them around the country, and, you know, this, that, and other. And a lot of them played on the USA team, or a lot of them played for Pittsburgh Passion and this, that, and other. I mean, they're friends, sure. If we go to play them, I mean, you know, you're going to become enemies because you want to win. And that's all fine and good. You don't have to tell them how your whole playbook, you know, goes or that kind of thing. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with being friends with somebody because, you know, you never know when you're going to be on that same team. And, you know, so we're all in it together. I told them, you know, just Sunday night on the conference call. But, you know, I know we have a team, and, yeah, that's our main goal is to get this team together and get them ready to play and have this champ, have this league, and make it work. And we're trying to separate that, and we're just all one big thing, you know, one big family, and we're trying to make it work for everybody. I just feel like there's a certain amount of people out there that ain't, and they want to take jabs at you, and they want to take jabs at this or that, and, you know, talk about, you know, who you play and who you don't play, and vice versa. You know, my whole thing is, hey, you can only play the team that is in front of you. Whoever's on your schedule, that's who you have to play. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is, you know, out of the team's hands, and, you know, they just do what they have to do or what the league wants them to do. But I can assure you this, that I've been around women's football. This is my fifth year, and it's really, really changed every year. And that 5 years, I've studied, watched a lot of film, and went to a lot of women's football games. And I can promise you that the team that the Tri-City Thunder had to beat last year to win a championship was tough. That they were hard to handle. And in any, in most leagues, they could win games. So, you know, that just keeps getting under my skin. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize if people say that, you know, don't realize people think like that. But it's true, you know. So a lot of people are jealous, you know. They start the same time you do, and they go through a boatload of coaches, and you still got the same coaches in hand. And there's a lot to be said for that. So, you know, a lot of them are jealous. They say they're jealous, and then it becomes, you know, personal. And so, you know, we try not to make that personal. I know there is a couple of people, and it's bad for me to say that it's personal, but we just can't get along. And, you know, maybe not ever get along, but the bottom line is I'm willing to admit that even though we can't get along and we don't see eye to eye, that we're somehow tied together in this thing for women's football. So, you know, it's a tough deal to have to, you know, look at your, your opponent, I guess, and see some good in them when you don't think there is. But we're moving in the right direction as a whole with women's football. You know, it's grown by leaps and bounds in the 5 years that I've been a part of it, and it's going to continue to grow. These girls are working harder and getting better and be getting better athletes, and the culture sort of changed. And I watched that 7-on-7 that we were just doing Sunday after our tryout. Man, they was a couple of players. I mean, just really, really balling on there. And I mean, just, you know, stuck out like a sore thumb of how serious they were to play and to win, you know, and I love that. I mean, I truly, truly love it. I think if you're that kind of player, showcase your talent. Let's see what you got. So I really, really enjoyed that, and hoping to see a lot better things from them in the future. So, but, you know, that's sort of women's football. There's some talk about that. Talk about the league and some of these tryouts, which brings us to our first question tonight. And it is, before going to tryout, what would you recommend me do a week before the tryouts in order to prepare myself? Well, I don't know about any other team, but our tryout consists of we run a box drill. I'm not sure what the proper word is for it, but they do it in the NFL. They do a shuffle, a 5-10-yard shuffle. We do that, and we do a 40 and a 20. I don't view those times as much as just me being able to watch the person go, you know, to view how good their steps are or how good their posture is or what the case may be. But getting back to your question, you know, I would definitely, you know, do some backward running, do some side shuffling, do some squats, you know, just get limbered up, get loose, do some sprints, you know, 10, 15, 20-yard sprints. Anything like that is going to try. Now, one of our tryouts, okay, I don't know what those other teams do. We have run some routes in the past, see how good they are catching, and we have, you know, did some other things, other drills to see what their skill level is. But, you know, most of the time you can tell what skill level you got by the way they move, not necessarily their speed, just the way they move, just the way they, you know, handle themselves. So those are the kind of things that I would do, you know, if I was going to get ready to go to a women's tryout. So, of course, you know, I'm sure different teams do different things. So, you know, if you're going to come to one, just come to one of our tryouts, that's one thing that, you know, you might want to do. I like for these girls to be more limber than what they are. I'd like to see them really get down there where they could move side to side, you know, get a good 3 or 4 point stance and be able to explode out there. The better teams that I watch, that's what their girls do. I don't see them doing anything spectacular other than those kind of things. And, you know, getting your eyes upfield and moving your feet and side to side, you know, they really, those better teams, that's what they do best. And, you know, then they got several that they run at you, and, you know, over the course of the game, they just wear you down. So, you know, that's the way it is. That's why, you know, I'd like to see better, these girls get more limber, be able to move their hips better, things of that nature. So if you're getting ready to go to a tryout like us, those are some things that you could do to help you out. Anybody wants to send any questions in, send them to radio.jctalks.com, or you can call in at 657-383-1020. Sorry, I'm still a little under the weather. Getting back down here in Florida today. It's rained all day long. Been out in that weather, so I'm a little bit hoarse. But, you know, I really want to thank JC Hawk Sports Network. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be able to get on here and talk football, women's football. You know, it's a great thing. There's a lot of people that really, really, really enjoy the show. I really enjoy doing it. You know, sometimes, like today, unfortunate that I've been out in the rain all day and got a little hoarse. But today is our 13th day, 13th week doing this show. Like I said, it's still hard for me to believe, and still hard to, you know, for set in that we've been doing it that long. And, you know, her to have faith in me to do it. When she called and asked me about it, never doing anything like this before. So it's been a lot of fun. So really enjoyed it. You know, get to talk about, you know, just football, my team, and anybody that wants to call in. You know, last week we had Barney call in and had a player from our team call in. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I can see a lot more people get interested and follow it. I guess a lot of people think that, you know, if it ain't about their team, then they don't want to put in the effort to, you know, to join in and that kind of matter. But, you know, that there again, it all goes back to women's football. And everybody that knows me or knows our team, that when we get something, it benefits everybody. So, you know, that's just like these shows. You know, you're not hurting my feelings. But, you know, you don't listen because of me, but, you know, you're going to listen or whatever, do it for the sport. That's where we need help, is in the sport of women's football. And, you know, I'm working on a couple guys to, you know, maybe get a sponsor for the USWFL. And speaking of that, we got the ring company, I think Barnes, that's going to be back for another year or two as the title sponsor for the USWFL. As we speak, I think our rings are supposed to ship this week. And everybody on the team is excited about that. You know, I had a player tell me just today, man, I never thought that, you know, I would ever see this. And, you know, that's why I do this. I mean, it ain't, you know, people don't realize it takes a lot of time to coach a football team, to get ready to do these little radio shows, to write a blog every week and try to keep people interested and, you know, all that. There's, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more things we could be doing, but this is what we really like, and this is what we love to do, and that's why we do it. Nothing else, no other reason, except, you know, when those players tell me, man, I've never, ever, ever, I always wanted to, just never dreamed it would happen, you know, and then last 2 years, we sort of let it slip through our fingers, but hey, you know, the way it turned out, I couldn't be happier, couldn't be more excited for the team, for the girls that put in this hard work, and we've had, like, the same three girls for, you know, going on 4 years, and of course, we've had a lot more, but only three girls that started from the original team are still left, and you know what, that means a lot to them. They put in a lot of hard work and, you know, listen to me a bunch. And, you know, sometimes that ain't a good thing. And, so, you know, to see them win is, you know, to me, winning all the awards and stuff, all that stuff's great. But to see your team win and hoist up that trophy and all the hard work that, you know, you put in along the way and you instilled in those girls and got them ready to play, that, to me, is the most gratification. Yeah, those rings are going to be nice. Don't get me wrong. They're going to be really nice. And, you know, they're going to draw a lot of attention and people asking about them and that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's great. But I'm telling you, the gratification taking girls, just like I was talking about earlier in the show, that really don't know football, teaching them football and going out winning football games against experienced teams, that's gratification to me. You know, I wouldn't trade that. Sure, that stuff that goes unseen. You know, that's just sort of the way we do things. You know, is we sort of do the things that nobody else sees. You know, that's what I care about. I care. Don't get me wrong, I like the awards, and they're all great when you win them. But, you know, when you can stand back and watch your team grow and win and be successful and know that, hey, you know what, I'm the reason for that. I took a bunch of girls, a lot of them in which have been run off other teams, a lot of them in which just left teams because they didn't like the situation they were in, or the coaches didn't pay them no attention, whatever the case may be. We take those girls and we win with them. To me, that is the most gratification that there is. Now, you know, I might just be biased, you know, in saying that, but, you know, all the awards you can get, all that stuff is great. But hoisting up that trophy that everybody was after when the year started, and you're the last one standing with it, is what's great. And all these teams that, you know, that might be listening, that, well, you know what, we were one of those teams that you beat, we want that trophy. That's what you should be at. You should have a chip on your shoulder. You know, I know we got a chip on our shoulder. You know, we get, I've never been around anything in my life that's so successful as the Tri-City Thunder, but get so many people that don't want to buy in that we're a good organization, you know, to us, where they were left and that kind of stuff. You know, I believe you create your own luck. So if that's what you want to call it, then yeah, we are lucky. So I guess if there ain't no more questions tonight, I'm going to probably cut the show a little early. Like I said, I've been under the weather and I've been in the rain all day down here in Florida. And, hey, keep trying to clear my throat to talk. And Maybe I can get better by next week, but I do want to thank every single person for listening, all the people that send in these questions every week, and I know people got other things they'd like to do. You know, this don't take a whole lot of time, and we're not what you, I guess, call big time and that, but we want to be, you know, we want to be a big organization. We'd like to have a bunch of followers, and you know, it just takes baby steps, and that's what we're after. So, you know, like I said, anybody that wants to send in questions or whatever, they can at radio.jchawks.com. You don't have to wait till the day of the show or anything like that. You can send them in premature, before the show or the week or whatnot. But I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for following us, and listen to the show each week, and send in your thoughts and that kind of stuff. And I especially want to thank JC Hawk Sports Network for the opportunity. So until next week, we'll see you then.